Monday night, Aser Shemei Tshuva, Tov Shinayin Aleph, Cholos Aldova Shara Bitochon, Perek Chamishi. He's talking about the differences between a Baal Bitochon and a not Baal Bitochon, which are because their lives don't readily reflect a difference. But when you look a little beneath the because of the way he's set up Bitochon and Ishtadlus, but if you look a little beneath the surface, you see major, major differences in attitude, in mood, in perspective, in goals of life, and so on and so forth. We learned the Shishi. The Shishi was that the Boteach Hashem has a lot of friends, because people are not afraid of him, because he has no reason to claw his way to the top. He wouldn't do that. Baal Bitochon doesn't act like that. And also he has a good relationship with other people, because he's not afraid they're going to take away from him what he thinks is coming to him, because he knows he'll get what's coming to him. So Mamela, he has very healthy relationships, and he has friends and people like him. But the not Baal Bitochon, he says, is always looking with a bad eye on everybody and sees everybody else as the cause of his troubles. And he ends up being a miserable, resentful, angry person. Vahashvi, number 7, on page Kuf Samach. Vahashvi, the 7th and last on the list. Shebateach al Hashem lo yitzta'er al hi hasogas derishosov. Every person has desires that can't be fulfilled. They can be financial, they can be where you want to live, what kind of a house you want to live in. It could be when you're going out, you wanted to marry a certain girl and it didn't work out. Everybody has frustrations, things that didn't work out. So the Baal Bitochon just moves on. He says, okay, it's not Bashert. That's what Baal Bitochon is trained to think, and he means it sincerely. Not a question of lip service. If you pay just lip service, you're going to blow up one day. If you're just lying to yourself and you didn't work on Bitochon, then just saying it is not... One of the differences between Chavis Halvavis and Chavis Aivarim is that Chavis Aivarim, you do it and the lave comes around. But when it's pure Chavis Halvavos, then you have to mean it. So I'm saying he has the right attitude. He says, okay, it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't Pashert, and it's true. This is one of the fundamentals of Bitochon that we learned in Perek Beis and Perek Gimel. When we learned how to develop Bitochon, one of the principles were to really get straight in your head that nothing happens unless there's a Gzeiras Hashem that it will happen, and nothing doesn't happen if it was supposed to happen, and if it didn't happen, then it wasn't supposed to happen. And even though we see a world of cause and effect and people and maneuverings and politics, and you know, you say, someone punched you in the nose and your nose bleeds. You say, why is your nose bleeding? So you say, because he punched me, which is true, but in a very shallow sense. If your nose was supposed to bleed at that point in time, you would have fallen down and it would have bled. He chose to be the instrument of how Hashem made your nose bleed. It's very difficult to really believe this. But it's true. Anyway, so the Boteach Bashem doesn't eat himself up when things don't work out. Kitzur. V'lo al heder ha'ohav olav, from lack of having whatever he loves. Maybe it's a person, maybe it's a food, maybe it's getting into a school. Your kid didn't get into the school. And people are like, you know, move on. At what point do you stop? This always comes up. People want to know, but I have to try, and I have to try hard. And maybe Hashem wants me to push. And maybe Hashem wants me to have the anxiety of pushing and trying. So the question is, at what point do you stop? So you have to, have to ask a rav or a mentor or figure it out yourself. The rule of thumb we always talk about as we learn Chavis Halvavis is when you become dysfunctional, when there's a palpable tension in your house because you come home and you're angry and because of the frustration, so that's then you know you've stepped over the line. I think that's a good rule of thumb. Then you know you're supposed to stop and just move on with your life.
Does a poppy top one have no expectations?
What, he can have... Incorrect. He has a lot... What do you mean? It depends what you mean by expectations. He doesn't think it's coming to him.
So he doesn't expect anything? If it happens, it doesn't.
Bitachon is not fatalism. It's fatalism in... retrospective. In other words, it's also to say, if I'm supposed to get a raise, I'll get a raise. If I'm not supposed to get it, I'll get a raise. So I'm not going to go into my boss and ask him for a raise. That's the Chavis Halvavis is very emphatic. You have to go ask for a raise, and you have to deserve a raise before you ask for it. Don't ask for a raise the day after you messed up all the computers in the company. That's not a good time to ask for a raise, because, oh, if Hashem wants me to get a raise, I'll get a raise anyway. Right? But if you don't get it, the time to be fatalistic, the Baal Bitachon's fatalistic retroactively, after it doesn't happen. So he doesn't eat himself up. He says, okay, it wasn't supposed to happen. So you try and you push and you have to be...
Come home from work and you don't expect dinner. Maybe you do expect dinner. You know, like...
Well... You expect dinner, but the Baal Bitachon, when dinner's not there, doesn't get angry at his wife, and he says, Hashem wanted me to wait for dinner, Hashem wanted me to wait for the bus, Hashem wanted me to be late, Hashem wanted me... You can even tell your wife gently, there's nothing wrong if she... Let's assume the situation is that she's supposed to have supper ready for you on time. Let's say she doesn't have a job and she didn't... You know, we put our wives to work, and they have 8 kids, and then they come home, and they say, where's my supper? You know, you punch the guy in the nose. But assuming she's supposed to have dinner, there's nothing wrong with the Baal Bitachon, just like there's nothing wrong with the Baal Bitachon taking someone to Beis Din if they stole from him. We talked about that. Anything the Torah provides a remedy for would not be a lack of Bitachon. Because you don't know what Hashem wanted for you. You don't know that Hashem wanted you to lose the money of the Gneva. Maybe Hashem wanted you to have the Tirch of going to Beis Din. So, you know, so I didn't have supper tonight. But he won't get angry that his supper's not there. You see, that's the point here. He won't, he'll say, okay, Hashem did not want me to have supper tonight on time. But then he can deal with it dispassionately. And instead of yelling at his wife, he'll be calm, because that he didn't have supper tonight is Hashem's doing, right? So, but now he can sit and talk without being angry, and he'll sit and talk. Okay, how it's important for me to have supper on time, whatever. I have to get tonight's seder. So how can we work this out? And she'll say, well, maybe if you came home and helped me. You hear? What are you making faces for? How can I be not...
After the fact.
I think I'm being very clear. After the fact,
so
you're fatalistic after the fact, not before.
The guy has to do what the Torah says, and it does have to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's bringing down your base and everything. But in terms of expectations, he has no expectations. Like, if the guy stole from me, all right, and if we catch him, then we'll catch him, then I'll bring him to base.
I don't know what you're saying. If that leads to his rashlus, to a laziness... in trying to find the thief and taking him to Beis Din, then it's wrong. But if he's already anticipating not finding the thief or losing the Din Torah because he doesn't have enough proof, and then he's, what word did you use? He has no expectations. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. I agree with that. If he's projecting losing, you have no expectations about the past. You're fatalistic about the past, because everything is Gzeiras Hashem. You should have expectations about the future, based on you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. if you mean no expectations because you're already anticipating losing, so okay. If you're projecting the future as past, then you have no expectations. It's a shame that you shouldn't have it. But you should have expectations about the future. That's what Chaim Soloveitchik is, like, that's his whole approach to be talking in Ishtadlus. It makes, by the way, it's not a cop-out, Adarabba. It makes Avodas HaBitochon much more difficult. It makes it much more difficult because you're doing, that's why he has this whole perek here. What's the difference between a Baal Bitochon and not Baal Bitochon? Because you're living the same life, you're doing the same thing, you're working just as hard, right? So what's the difference? So, you know, so he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And number 7 is you don't go crazy when things don't work out. You don't get depressed. V'lo yetzar motzui. I don't know what that means. He's trying to help me with the modern Hebrew and he make things worse. Anybody have the old fashioned Chavis Alvavis? These are like two fancy words for me here. V'lo yetzar motzui. He won't store up things because he's afraid of not having it. I don't know what he means. V'lo yidag laharbos al kalkolos yomo. This is a, we're going to have it, I'll save this for later. Later prokim, the whole Chavis Halvavas has a very mechudishtik approach that no one wants to hear about saving money. Not saving money to marry off your daughter. You're not talking about saving money because you anticipate an expense, so you have to start saving now. Look, if I want a refrigerator, so I have to save money now because it costs X amount of shekel. So obviously I have to accumulate X amount of shekel. So I have to start saving now. But his approach to saving for retirement, he has a very, you're not going to like to hear it, what he has to say. He wants you to not to worry about retirement. Hashem will take care of you. Don't worry. L'chora. We'll learn it. It's in the last perek. It's a difficult, either the last or the next to the last. But I'm pushing it off to there, even though he talks about it here. He won't worry about earning more money, so he means more money in order to save money, to have for a rainy day. The Chavis Halvavos does not hold of saving for a rainy day. That's really what he negates in the next to the last parak. He does not hold of saving for a rainy day. L'visheino matrid atzmo, he's not overly concerned. So I'm using the word overly concerned because that's what matrid atzmo means. He's not obsessed. He's not obsessed with what's going to be tomorrow. Let's say I get laid off. Let's say something happens and I have to pay for a doctor. Let's say it turns out my daughter needs braces. Let's say this, let's say that. Kivin Sheni Odeya is Bokitso. You know, he's worried about something. Meanwhile, there's going to be a funeral before he gets to that point. The Yiftach al Hashem. Alarichas Yomov, the Zimun Kalkoloso, the Chavis Halvavos takes very seriously a Yisod. He says many times in Shaar HaBitachon, if Hashem gives you life, you're just about, or maybe even I can leave out the words just about, you're assured of having Parnasa. Maybe it'll be through Tzedaka. Maybe it'll be on a very basic subsistence level. But you're going to have. The Hashem gives you life. He gives you the means to live. Either some people that starve to death, you might be asking yourself. Good, there's some people that die of heart attacks too. So the people that starve to death, it's not the Pshat Hashem forgot about them. The Pshat is they died, for whatever reason they died. It's like people die of heart attacks. It's like people are killed. It's like there's a car accident and people die. A plane accident and people die. A terrorist attack and people die. So there are people that starve to death also. But it's not because, like, but in the normal system of the world, Chavis Halvavos says, he says this in Perek Revi'i, if whoever was here remembers learning it, that's a no-brainer. You don't have to be on a high madrega bitachon. For basic sustenance, you got it. You got it. If you have life, you got it. So you're not worried about it. This is, of course, Lashita so now, why he doesn't hold up putting something array for any day, because you're either going to be buried in the cemetery or you're going to have. Now,
wait,
if the Chavis Halvavos is not against saving money. He doesn't hold, let's say I have a job, and Baruch Hashem, I earn a lot of money, you know? So he doesn't say, oh, you're mechuyev to go out and spend all the money. No, that would be foolish. That would be a bad midah. Why should you go spend all the money? Oh, you have to give all your money to tzedakah, all the money that you don't need. He doesn't say that. So of course you put it in the bank and you save it. But you're not obsessed with saving. That's his point. You're not obsessed. It's not something I must do. And if I don't do it, then oy vey, what's going to be when I retire? What's going to be on a rainy day? What's going to be? The Beteach does not say what's going to be. You're not worried about it. You can move on if you have extra money. So why should you? You're not going to spend it. And you're not going to give it to tzedakah. It's nice. You know, he said before, you know, he'll be generous. But he'll save it, you know. But he's not obsessed with saving for a rainy day because, oy vey, what's going to be? Okay. Venus. Okay, we'll stop here.